to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to episode number 89 of my Living by Experience podcast. This week, I want to share some thoughts on how to get the most out of your weekend to successfully grow your side business. Even though it's Friday today, maybe you're looking forward to the upcoming weekend and doing absolutely nothing. You have to ask yourself the question, is that really the right use of your time this upcoming weekend if you want to build something on the side and potentially add additional options to your life and to your income and grow your business or maybe start a whole new side business? Before we get started, if you want to download the show notes from this episode and get your action plan, go to go.wilco.ca/action plan. So again, that's go.wilco.ca/action plan. You can also text the word freedom to my number 587-800-4323. Again, that number is 587-800-4323. And all you got to send me is one single word. It's the word freedom. And I'll respond with your action plan and the show notes from this episode. Now, let's dive into how you can get the most out of your weekend, this upcoming weekend, to successfully grow your side business. Because building any business takes time and hard work. Building a side business next to maybe a full-time job requires some advanced time management and calendar juggling. Not everyone is in a position to dedicate themselves full-time to their passion, maybe at least not just yet. In my happiness book, I shared that quitting your job cold turkey, hoping it'll work out, isn't always the best approach because there's bills to pay and, of course, families to take care for. And to advise anyone to put that at risk would be a very irresponsible recommendation to make. After a long day at work, your energy levels, though, may not be where they need to be to grow a business. Your weekends, on the other hand, allow you to commit a larger portion of time, and therefore you're able to get much more done than you might think. For most people, weekends are where they are most capable of growing their side business while maintaining a job to, quote-unquote, pay the bills. However, are you getting the most out of your weekends? Maybe do you get distracted by other things you could be doing or other family members that are at home at the same time? You don't want to be ignoring your loved ones, so you'll need to schedule your time and structure your day in such a way that you get the most out of it in terms of productivity and quality time. I'm going to share a couple of practical tips to help you do exactly that. Tip number one, think of your weekend differently. Don't use the time off to support the work you do during the week. When you come home from your day job, focus on your side business and set goals as to what you plan to do over the course of each weekend. You might be able to use evenings to make some preparations or to do research so that you can hit the ground running once the weekend comes around. Tip number two, David Allen, author of Getting Things Done, suggests to add ideas you get during the week to a next actions list instead of a to-do list. Parking everything on a to-do list is a surefire way to make sure it'll never get done as your list will keep growing. Get your mindset in the right gear with a next actions list and prioritize everything which you need to get done appropriately. Not everything can have the same high priority. If any task can be done in 5 minutes or less, do it immediately instead of scheduling it. Move the rest of your action items into time slots in your calendar over the weekend, and you'll start moving them off the list. Tip number three, before getting into action, take time to think and reflect for a few minutes so you can evaluate what has or has not been working well for you. Adapt based on that feedback you're getting and choose a different path of action if you need to. Maybe you need to sign up for some online classes. Maybe you need to get some coaching or some additional support to help you to get to where you need to be and respond to that feedback that you're getting if things are not going the way you had envisioned it. Tip number four is to cut yourself off from all distractions. Some people even recommend putting your phone in airplane mode so you don't get distracted by emails and other notifications coming in. Personally, I've made a point of disabling most of the notifications on my phone anyway, as there is usually no need to attend to every message right away. Tip number five, Save some time to run errands and do other important things that you need to get done before returning to work on Monday. Sunday could be a really good day for that. You can use the time to finish up some other tasks as well, but don't forget to spend quality time with your loved ones who deserve your undivided attention as well. And the last tip, tip number 6 today, stop dreading Monday morning every Sunday night. Make your Sunday evenings amazing and something to remember. I love the quote that says, Mondays are fine, it's your life that sucks, so stop dreading that Monday. Set the tone right and get into the right mindset for the week ahead. Now, if some of that resonated with you and you want to take the next step, maybe you'd like to find out more about finding and creating happiness in the work you're doing, pick up a copy of my book, The Freedom Project Happiness. Whether you have a job, like employees, or own a job, like entrepreneurs, for most people, work does not equate to happiness. That's why my book is an unusual book about work, and that's why you'll want a copy of it, because in the end, everybody wants happiness. If you go to my newly revised website, www.wilco.ca, you'll find the links to my books and other opportunities to learn from the experiences I've had in the past. I want to thank you for listening today, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you so much, and I hope you'll have a productive weekend.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.